Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The human brain functions with a storage capacity of 100 million megabytes of memory. In computer terminology, your brain processes 10,000 thoughts every day. And though you may know a great deal, there is a great deal which you can afford not to know. You can't live long enough to know everything. That's why you depend on doctors and scientists and pilots who fly the planes and even bus drivers who know how to make those 8-foot-wide monsters fit into 6-foot-wide spaces. There's one thing, though, that you can't afford to leave to the experts. Far too important. Because if they come up with the wrong answer, you get buried without enough resources to finish the trip. Okay, you may be thinking, tell me what can be so important that I can't afford not to know. In simple terms, you can't afford not to know how to reach heaven when you die. Long ago, Jesus Christ told a religious man, Nicodemus, you need to be born again, because if you aren't born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. Sometimes the toughest things are the easiest, and the easiest are the hardest. It's much that way when it comes to this issue. We'd rather let someone else do our thinking. A priest, a pastor, a religious leader of some kind. Pay them a bit, be nice to them, and then let them handle it. You can't afford that privilege. If the captain of a ship takes you into a storm, but he can't navigate the ship, everybody goes down with him. When it comes to life and death, you face that issue strictly one-on-one. When you were born, nobody could do that for you. When you die, no one else can do it either. What does it mean to be born again? Our guidelines publication entitled, How May I Know I Am Born Again? Answers all your questions. I'd like to outline several guidelines that you must take to be born again. Are you ready? What I'm sharing may be the most important thing you will ever hear. Guideline 1. You need to acknowledge that you need the assurance of eternal life. Yes, I'm talking with you. Not your neighbor, not your wife, certainly not your mother or brother-in-law. You. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In simple terms, it means you have blown it. You have failed to measure up to God's mark. You've come short of what He expects and demands. Guideline 2. You need a change of heart. Actually, this isn't something that you do all on your own as much as something you cooperate in. You can call it repentance or whatever you like. But it means you do a turnabout face. That's what the very word conversion means. You are going one way and turn another direction. You recognize your life is a mess and you want to do something about it. Guideline 3. Reach out and accept the free gift of eternal life which God offers through Jesus Christ. The word says, by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Free gifts come with no strings attached, no return favors. You just take it and enjoy it. Along with the gift comes the realization that it cost God the very life of His Son. The price was Christ's death. He paid it that you might live.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.